are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. All right. Happy Monday. Woo-wee. Hope you guys had an awesome weekend. 5 minutes past the hour, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to thank many of you. When I was having my little bout of hiccups last week on air, you guys had, given me some, advice on what to use for hiccups. I love it when my listeners give advice, because I learn just as much from my listeners and from my patients as I did in medical school. So, it's great. So I'll definitely share that stuff with you. Also, we have a case here where apparently in Arkansas, there's a school district that is now mandating that all the teachers wear underwear. And they have to wear underwear throughout the whole school day. All right. Not sure why that rule had to come to pass. Is there something about lunch hour and teachers where the bras come off? Not too sure, but we'll talk about how if you are a teacher in a school district in Little Rock, Arkansas, you're going to have to now wear some panties or some boxers. Then there's a lot of controversy over quote-unquote blind people granted gun permits in Iowa. All right, should people with visual impairments be able to still protect themselves with a gun, or are people with visual impairments too impaired to be able to use a firearm? We need to talk about that. Global cooling is now being hypothesized as the Arctic ice cap has grown by 60% in a year. What is it? Are we losing our Arctic ice cap, or are we gaining our Arctic ice cap? So now we're going into a period of global cooling. All right. And then we have a study here of the sexiest parts of our body revealed. Apparently feet seem to be the least sexy on both men and women. I would personally think belly button, but apparently a lot of people are really into the belly button. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you enjoying or celebrating the Jewish New Year, Happy New Year. Hope it's a blessed one. Hope it's filled with happiness, safety, good health. Thank you guys for allowing me to be off to do my prayers. Lord knows I need a lot more. I need a lot more prayer. We're going to be atoning for our sins in a few days here over the weekend. We got Yom Kippur. I really don't think 24 hours is enough for me to atone for all my sins. I really need to probably be doing a fast, maybe 6 months of the year. But, you know, you could only physically stay alive for so long. So, all right. But anyway, for those of you out there observing, Happy New Year. All right. Gosh, we had a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, a lot of questions over the weekend. So I want to get to them. Let's hit the answer line right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dahlia, I want to know why America's cancer rate is at 10,000%. I want to know what is causing it.
10,000.
What we could do to do something about it. I want a comment on aspartame and what it does to the body, the brain, of sodium fluoride, which is rat poison, that's put into our drinking water. Is the government trying to kill us? You know, and cancer rates are sky high. I just read that the GMO foods, they are putting a virus in it, and when you consume it, the virus will attack your body, your immune system, and everything, and scramble up your cells and cause cancer. But I would like for you to start getting into the things that the FDA, the Monsanto, and the government are doing to kill us, and why cancer is 10,000%.
Okay, I need to disagree with the 10,000%, but you are right. I mean, America does rank high in terms of cancer, not the highest. I mean, if we compare other countries, go to World Cancer Research Fund International. They show like Denmark seems to have the highest level of cancer for both men and women, 326.1 per 100,000. That's how they rank it. Then comes Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, Benjamin, France, and then comes the United States. But we're still in the top 10. With cancer. No, I don't, you know what, I mean, I think our government is pretty screwed up. I don't think our government is purposely trying to kill us, okay? Now, mind you, I mean, you know, I had family annihilated in the Holocaust. Most of my family was killed in Poland and Russia and Germany and Austria. If it wasn't for the Austrian and German one little lineage, both of them escaping to Israel, I wouldn't be alive today. So, I mean, mind you, I am always weary of, you know, government taking over and, you know, killing their own people, just like, you know, what we're seeing now with Syria. But I don't think our government, you know, has gone that level yet. What I think is happening, because I know a lot of my patients and listeners are concerned about vaccines. They're like, oh, the government's trying to kill us. They're forcing us to give our kids vaccines, and the vaccines are causing autism, et cetera. And I've already told you how I feel about vaccines. I don't think vaccines cause autism. I do believe there could be some side effects to vaccines. I'm pro-vaccine. I think the vaccination movement that we've had has saved lives. I don't think it has killed multiple, you know, killed, you know, millions of people. I think it saved millions of people. But I do understand that people find there to be risks. And I think there are risks with everything. I think sometimes the government just does too much. And when they do too much and we start to see side effects, one side effect or one death or one problem will already amass that fear and that lack of trust that the government is trying to kill us. Putting fluoride in our water, I don't think is the government trying to kill us, because, you know, the dentists are the ones that recommended that. And I know a lot of you don't trust your dentist, but I do. I dig the dentistry profession. And these dentists are sick and tired of seeing people with rotted teeth. And so fluoridated water makes sense, but you bring up a good point, and I mean, is this how you guys feel? Do you guys feel that the government is trying to kill us? That all these medical suggestions are to hurt you? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat? Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, 18 minutes past the hour. Let's go to the phone lines. We're talking about one of our listeners was concerned that maybe all these things that the government is, I guess, suggesting and urging could be hurting us. We've got Bill from South Carolina. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hi, Don Dolly. I'm your trucker guy.
Oh, I love my truckers. What's going on, buddy?
Well, would you say that mercury is not a good thing to have in the human body in any way, shape, or form?
You know, with mercury, you know, I've been nervous with the thimerosal, with the vaccines and the preservatives. My only worry is, you know, I love the fact that they're getting rid of that in the vaccines, but my next concern is what's the next preservative and is that going to be an issue?
Well, that's what I was wondering. So then a little bit of mercury is good for you. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, what I'm saying is it could be six and one half a dozen of another. As it, you know, these vaccines, these medications need preservatives. Like, for example, when you get a lidocaine shot, that lidocaine is stored in hydrochloric acid, which is why whenever you guys get a lesion, you know, taken off or whatever, the numbing burns like hell. We usually use a little bicarb to dilute it, but lidocaine is stored in hydrochloric acid. Now, you know, yes, in small amounts, it's not going to hurt you. And, you know, the body knows how to dissipate it. But all these substrates, all these preservatives, if you study them, I think at some point could become an issue. So even if they get the mercury out of vaccines, my next question is whatever preservative they use next, are they studying that like crazy? So, you know, sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for.
Then your body hold the mercury? I mean, it doesn't get rid of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, no, your body has ways. I mean, your body has ways to eliminate and to, I mean, like, I mean, for example, like with fish, you know, I mean, after a while, I mean, you know, fish with mercury, your body could only take so much. And then if your kidneys can't dump it all, you could start getting mercury poisoning. So your body does know how to get rid of certain toxins, but we don't know what its breaking point is. We think we figure this out with the parts per million and the parts per billion, et cetera, type of numbers that the CDC will give us or the FDA will give us, et cetera. But when it comes to, you know, okay, well, if I eat this much seafood, you know, am I going to have mercury poisoning? It all depends. It all depends on how your liver's working, how your you know, kidneys are working, etc.
And it depends on how many vaccines you've had.
True. I mean, I have never seen mercury poisoning in any of the kids that have gotten vaccines in my practice or any of, I've never had a parent say my kid got mercury poisoning from the vaccines, which is why I'm not that scared about mercury poisoning from vaccines. I'm not as worried about that. I think there's other forms, other ways to get, you know, mercury. But if somebody says, Dahlia, could the mercury long term cause something later? Could it be linked to Alzheimer's? Could it be? I mean, my question to that is, I really have no idea. And so I like putting as little chemicals into our body as possible without avoiding modern medicine. You see where I'm going? I mean, I don't want anybody to avoid vaccines because of mercury, because I really don't think that massively mercury is causing a problem to all the kids. But do I like the idea of them taking out? Oh, hell yeah, the less the better. Make sense?
Have you ever had a normal kid all of a sudden become autistic?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. I have. I have. I've had.
Was that after vaccine, or was that what would cause them to just a normal child, perfectly normal, all of a sudden become autistic? What would cause
that? That's right. What I think happened, because I've had parents that swear to me that that happened with one child, so they don't want to give vaccines to the next child. What I think happens is it may not be honest to God true autism, because autism, and we have autism. I have four nephews and nieces with autism. It's genetic. There's a gene, you know, that causes autism. It happens in the womb before the baby's born. But what I think may be happening with some of these parents, where you see the videos of the kids responding and engaging, et cetera, communicating, that all of a sudden after either a vaccine or some event, they don't seem to be communicative anymore. It may be an autism-like disorder. I don't think it's true autism, but it's an autism-like disorder. Some of you out there will say, well, Dahlia, it doesn't matter because they still have trouble functioning. I hear you. But when I have a parent that says their child is not communicating anymore, something's not right, they can't learn, it was since the vaccine, I have to believe the parent. The parent knows the child more than I do. Now, I've never had that happen in my practice, but I have had parents who said this happened, so they come to me because they don't want to have their child vaccinated, and some pediatricians kick them out of the office. I'm not going to kick a sick kid out of my office, whether they're vaccinated or not. I'm going to take care of the kid. So that's what I think happens. You know, when my kid got, both of my kids have been vaccinated. And thank you, Bill, for calling. I really appreciate it, and keep trucking out there. When my first kid got his vaccine, he was listless on the ground for about 6 to 8 hours. I wanted to take him to the hospital. The doctor said, no, it's just the vaccine. Now, mind you, I'm a doctor myself. Right? And my kid just didn't. I mean, he moved. He was alive. I mean, he'd eat. But I never expected that to, I mean, you know, my kids are from me. I mean, they're hyper, right, googly-eyed, tongue hanging out of their mouth, running around. I mean, those are my kids. And here's my baby just not wanting to do nothing, and I'm just staring at him while he's lying on a blanket in my living room, you know, and I'm just standing there with some Tylenol on my hand. God forbid he gets a febrile seizure or whatever. And, of course, you know, I was a new mom, and I was nervous about, you know, injecting 4 or 5 vaccines into my little baby's leg. And, I mean, he got out of it okay. But one theory, one of the doctors who saw him afterwards was, is maybe he got a viral or he got a mild encephalitis. Maybe what had happened is he had gotten a very mild brain type of inflammation or something. Although, I mean, I would have taken him to the hospital if I thought that was really going on. And he said maybe in some kids they don't recover and some kids they do. So I don't think we know everything there is to know about vaccines. The problem is I'm still going to stand by vaccinating because of all the good that it's done. You know, I mean, I've seen too many kids with pertussis or I've seen, you know, still we have adults with polio. And I mean, it's so debilitating. You just, I mean, I, the benefits far outweigh the risks. But if I was a parent again, having to revaccinate my kids, I would do the same thing I did when I vaccinated my first kids. I prayed like crazy. I was like, please, God, I mean, I hope nothing happens. Because, again, it's against our animal instinct to inject something into your kids. But going back to the first caller, do I think it's a government conspiracy? No. I don't know if Kirk is still on the line. Kirk from Louisiana. No, Kirk's not out. Okay. Kirk was going to make a comment, too. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Doc Dahlia. I heard your show Saturday about the mammograms, about your big to-do about what you did. Thing is, I want to tell you, did you know that natural doctors say that mammograms cause cancer? And also they say chemotherapy destroys your immune system, which you need to fight cancer. And surgery opens up cancer and it spreads. And also, radiation causes cancer.
Well, okay. There's a few things. In essence, everything you said is actually true. I mean, you could, in theory, okay? All right? I mean, in theory, having multiple x-rays, we talked about the max amount of CAT scans you could have per year, depending on what CAT scan, whether it be head or abdomen or whatever. Radiation can cause cancer, okay? I've never heard of a woman getting cancer from mammograms, but then again, that's really hard to prove. Chemotherapy, depressing your immune system, of course. We know that. Chemotherapy depresses your immune system. But how many people with cancer who are now in remission would say it was definitely worth the risk of going through the chemo? Seeding cancer. You brought up people going in for surgery to take out the cancer could seed the cancer. Absolutely. I mean, everything you said in theory is correct. It's just nothing is risk-free. You know, if God forbid I have another ovarian tumor that's cancerous this time, I want that doctor to go in and cut that sucker out. Whether I have to worry about seeding or whatnot, fine, I'll have them do the peritoneal wash. I'll go on the chemo. But when it comes to me or comes to my patients, all right, I want those cancers cut out. But you brought up a good point. We're going on break. I'll come right back. Still wanting to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, are we shaking your faith in medicine, or do you guys still trust, all right, what we're doing here? Okay? Do you trust us? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine. January 2011, after a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand. But the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Bud over the break agrees that cancer rates are higher here in America than anywhere else. Agrees with who? I still don't think we're the highest. Okay, so he's not agreeing with me, but I get you. Talk about that he wants. Okay, cancer rates being higher in America. All right, what do we do in America? What do we American doctors do? You take our copay. No, okay. We like to screen. America's big on the screening. They're trying to stop it, okay, with Obamacare and trying to save money. They're trying to cut back on the screening. But we like to screen, and I like that. I like to screen. You screen, I screen. We all screen for melanoma. We like to screen. And so I'm not sure what happens in Israel or what happens in Denmark, et cetera, who seem to beat us on the cancer incidence, according to the World Cancer Research Fund International. But, I mean, in America, you know, up until Obamacare, I mean, we were able to run the mammograms, run the PSAs, do the colonoscopies. I mean, we did a lot. I mean, I had very few patients, knock on wood. I hate to say this because I don't want to jinx myself, but with the, you know, from the love of the Lord, I've had very few patients die of cancer. It's not because I'm a good doctor. It's because, I know, but it's because I've been able to have the tools to screen. Okay? And I mean, somebody comes in with rectal bleeding, they're in their 20s, I've been able to get the insurance to let them go to the GI doctor. The GI doctor is able to do a scope, find rectal cancer early, start treatment. You know, a woman being treated for rheumatoid arthritis, taking the immunologics, taking the medications that could possibly suppress her immune system. It's handling a rheumatism symptom. She's happy, but I like the chest x-ray every year when they're on those medications. Find a lung tumor that just came up within 9 months. Boom. Get her into the lung cancer doctor. Able to knock that one out of the ballpark. All right. I mean, now again, doctors aren't God. Feel God and nature have way more control than any of us men or women could do. But we screen. We look for it. Okay. If you're in an environment where no, come to us when you have a problem, less is going to get found. So when many of you are seeing these statistics that the U.S. has high rates of cancer, one aspect to that is we screen for it more. I pick up more thyroid cancer than any other family doctor in my area, not because I'm good, but it's because I look for it. I've seen so many thyroid cancers now that I look for it. Now, I know some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, there was a study coming out last week saying you don't really have to look for it. You could leave it alone because it's slow growing and it's overtreated. I don't treat it. I find it, and then I let the patient talk to her doctor at UCLA or talk to her specialist here in town and let them decide what they want to do. But, again, if you don't look for it, you're not going to find it. Okay? Now, number two is look at our lifestyle in America. All right. Do we go out and tend to the farm? Do we drink goat milk? Do we, I don't know, the hills are alive on this. What were they doing in the Sound of Music? She was running around on the hills. Many of you guys don't run around on a hill singing in Germany. What are you guys doing? You guys are sitting there watching your TV, playing your video games, etc. Okay, and oh, I mean, we do it too. I mean, on Facebook. I don't run around outside singing The Hills Are Alive. I'm you know, checking my Facebook. I'm tweeting. I'm working on my show. I'm indoors a lot. Now, mind you, I may not get melanoma, God willing. But what am I missing? Okay, maybe I need some more sun. You know, I mean, maybe I need to walk the streets of London as opposed to hopping in my car and driving to my clinic in Las Vegas. Okay, we do a lot of things differently in many cities in America. New Yorkers, I love it. New Yorkers walk. But do they get a lot of sun? No. You know, there's a lot of skyscrapers out there. So, I've been to New York. I know they've got skyscrapers. So, I'm pretty well traveled, aren't I? I've never been to Europe. I want to, though. And I want to, so I could run around going the hills of our life. We do things differently. Fast food is a main staple here. Now, you are seeing cancer start to rise in other countries as the fast food wave took over, but U.S. far beat them. You know, so you're looking at this. Number one, according to this, is Denmark, then Ireland, then Australia, then New Zealand, now then Belgium, then France, and then the United States. After that comes Norway. Now, I hear that in many European countries, they drink a lot. Norway, they drink. Ireland, Denmark. They drink a lot here in the U.S. I mean, we sure like our beer. In Israel, they come at number 11. Kind of interesting because Israel is one of the first of the Mediterranean / Middle Eastern countries. But Israel, the Mediterranean diet, Israeli salad, falafel, baba ghanoush, hummus, a lot of vegetable-based food. What's going on there with Israel? Why would Israel's cancer rate be high? Then you got the Netherlands and Luxembourg and Hungary, Iceland. Canada came in number 9. The UK was down at 22. They're pretty happy about that. Spain at 31. Salsa. I think salsa is so healthy. Portugal down at 38. The 50th, coming to number 50 was South African Republic. So when you look at men, France was number one for men. Is it the alcohol? Is it the wine? I don't know. French? I don't know if they have sex differently in France. I know many of you are thinking throat cancer. Are you thinking throat cancer with that one? I don't know. I mean, everybody says the French do sex differently. Just because the French came up with the ménage à trois does not necessarily mean that they are more advanced than us. Are they? I have never dated a Frenchman. The one nationality I don't think I've ever dated was a Frenchman. So I would just have to say an I don't know on that one. Australian? Whew, I like Australians. Ireland, Uruguay, Hungary, Belgium, Czech, Norway, New Zealand, then United States top 10. Let's look at women. Denmark number one, New Zealand, Ireland, Israel, the Netherlands, Belgium, Canada, Australia, United States of America, Norway, Iceland. Okay, I think I figured out what's going on with Israel. I know what's going on with Israel. Okay, any of my Israeli family, if you tell them to go and get a colonoscopy, they'll Krav Maga you to the ground. Same thing, trying to tell any of my Israeli women family to go and get a mammogram. Oh, hell no, you don't even dare. Israeli women are tough. They are tough. So that's probably what's happening, right? Doctors in Israel are probably scared to death to tell Israeli women and men to go and get these, you know, well, I need to put my finger to check a prostate. You do what? I kill you. My father would never get anything done. I tried to get him to do a colonoscopy. Oh, my gosh. He'd go, I take the scope and I strangle the doctor if he tried to do. All right. Okay, so fine. Never mind. I won't refer you or, you know, have you referred. Dad, that's fine. Just, you know, that's okay. Just, you know, put your military training back aside. So, you know, there's a variety of things I think we do. Do I think it's the government causing us to, because I want to wrap this up and move on to the Little Rock, Arkansas teachers was forced to wear underwear story. I know many of you are interested in that one. But, no, I don't think the government is purposely trying to hurt us. Aspartame. One of you had brought up aspartame early on. You know, we've gone over risks of aspartame and how, you know, aspartame can turn to formaldehyde when it's out in the heat over 90 degrees. That could kill cells. Formaldehyde turns into formic acid, could cause metabolic acidosis. That could be detrimental to nervous system, other types of cells, etc. If you're drinking artificial sweeteners, if you're eating artificial food, that's not the government, that's you. Okay, you know gosh darn well what you should be drinking, all right, as a main staple. Water, some unsweetened juice, milk. Those are the staples that have been given to us since caveman days. But if you want to start drinking, I don't know, rum and diets and the, you know, I mean, that, you know, think about it, okay? You take better care of your car than your body. You can't be blaming the government for that. Mind you, I think the government does a lot of stupid things. I don't think they're trying to kill us. 1-877-Obamacare hasn't started yet. 1-877-DocDolly.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know we've been talking about a jewelry line. I am coming up with a medical jewelry line in collaboration with D. Berkeley Jewelry. I am really excited about that. We're going to get some cool stuff for guys and girls. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. We got a little medical stuff going on. So I am still working on that. And when it is ready to launch, we will keep you guys posted so then you guys can, you know, be all Dr. Dahlia bedazzled type of thing. All right. This next segment is sponsored by Freeze Dry Guy. Never too early to be prepared. We're going to be talking about, looks like we're going to have our first hurricane of the season, Hurricane Humberto. I told you guys Humberto was going to be a biggie. Well, anyway, we'll tell you about that. But let's go back to the phone lines. We got Bob from Texas calling. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Doing fine. First time caller. How are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for calling. Good. What's going on?
Okay, well, I've got diabetes, and I had a bone infection of the tip of my toe. The bone had disintegrated, and they did a culture, and they thought it was an amputation, but it had disintegrated, so they got me on citromycin, and they want to put me on powerful, you know, antibiotics, send me home, and then they put an IV in my arm and do that. And I was just wondering, is there anything else I could take as a result to strengthen my bones to help with the antibiotic that they're going to put me on? In other words, they're going to stop the citromycin and do it more powerful.
Of course, of course. You know, it's got to be scary for you. You know, whenever you get osteomyelitis, the infection in the bone, I mean, that is some pretty scary stuff, because they'll either knock it out, or if they don't knock it out, you could possibly be losing the bone, even more bone. My suggestion would be the healthiest thing for you to do is make sure you have that diabetes in the best control it can. What's your blood sugar?
It's under control. It's like 101, 104, you know, no higher than 115.
That's great.
It, you know, four times a day. And I'm 6'2", 250.
250, okay. And how old are you?
55,
okay. And then do you smoke?
No.
No. Okay, great, great. Okay, and mind you, that blood sugar is damn good for you having an infection. Usually, people have no idea they have an infection until the sugar starts to rise. So the fact that even with an infection, your sugar is that tight, that's great. And then the fact that you don't smoke will also help you heal. But in terms of, like, what's out there, whether you could pop, you know, extra vitamin C or whatnot, it's really tough for us to recommend, because sometimes I think you could overtax your body with too many supplements. Now, let's say you don't have a real good vegetable or fruit diet. Then, yeah, I want you to supplement. But I would say eat as healthy as you can. Make sure that sugar is in great control. Make sure you're getting proper rest. Keep your stress level down. And that's the best, not to mention the antibiotics, and that's the best way to fight this. If there's an adjunct to the antibiotics, I'd probably say no. The antibiotics that they're going to give you, my guess, IV, they're going to be already pretty strong. And we usually don't recommend throwing much else into the mix.
Okay, well, I've been on the citromycin now a little over 10 days, but they're just waiting for me any day now to go in, and they're going to put the IV in and discontinue the citromycin. But I'm wondering, can I take probiotics with this as well, like, you know, a probiotic supplement?
Well, I mean, you know, probiotics is a great thing to do in terms of replenishing your bacteria. My only problem is I don't know what's going on with some of these supplements. All right. Now, I don't want to upset any supplement company out there, but what if there's some substrate, you know, some food coloring, something kooky in some of the packaging that can actually screw with the antibiotics? My recommendation would be to eat some yogurt. Okay, try to get some natural probiotics, but I would be very careful, and I really hate to piss off the you know, supplement company out there, the nutritional companies out there, but right now I'm kind of scared for your foot, and they're going to be giving you some heavy-duty drugs. I want to make sure those drugs get to that foot and do what they need to. So for probiotics, if you could tolerate the yogurt, some fat-free yogurt, I think that would be great. Get some probiotics that way.
Okay, so just like food extractor. So if I just do like a food blending thing, you know, just eating the foods raw like that during this time. And does that usually last like, see, he said something like 6 weeks. Is that once a day, 6 weeks, twice a day, 6 weeks, or?
What, the medication?
Yeah, the Medicaid, the antibiotic that they're going to.
Yeah, the antibiotic. Usually they'll do a 6-week regimen, depending on how much your first antibiotic did. They'll probably be checking you with bone scans to see if the activity is still there. I mean, they're going to go full court press on you to, you know, hopefully. So, and it's just the toe. Your foot right now is okay, they say.
Yeah, I go back this week.
Okay. All right.
It's just not the foot. It's just the one toe.
Okay. Okay. Oh man, I'm glad you're you know addressing this now. So keep me posted, okay? I want to know how that's doing, but yeah, I mean they'll probably do the IV antibiotics. In Texas they may be doing some things differently out here. I've seen anywhere between 4 and 8 weeks. It depends on how far you are and what they're trying to, you know, what they're trying to knock out. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much, and you have a great day. Oh, one more thing. This won't hinder me from moving around, going out to the store or nothing with having this IV in for a long period of time, will it?
No. They'll probably leave the PICC line in, and then, you know, so you'll get your IV dose, and then you'll be running around with your PICC line, and you'll be able to still go to work and do what you need to. Absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
I mean, they probably won't let you jump into a swimming pool, but, you know, yeah.
Okay. Not that
okay.
I want to.
Yeah. All right. Hang in there. Send any prayers your way and keep us posted. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. That's always scary when you think you're going to lose a toe and then possibly lose a foot. Diabetes is one scary sucker of a disease. And, you know, I have it on both sides of my family. So, you know, my doctor's always screening me for it. And I'm always trying to exercise. And I'm trying to watch what I eat. And I'm always Kegeling. I mean, just to burn any extra sugar that I can. But it's scary. But, you know, the best thing you could do when you're fighting cancer, fighting an infection, dealing with something, is to try to make sure you keep your body as stress-free as possible. Avoid a lot of toxins going in. Make sure you get the proper amount of sleep. Try to avoid stress. Make sure you're having fun. Where do you think laughter is the best medicine came from? People who giggle, people who have fun, they seem to do better. There's been studies time and time again. Watch a funny movie. I understand, you know, dealing with a cancer diagnosis or an osteodiagnosis or something. I mean, it's very hard to turn it off. But getting your mind off of it and not letting the stress eat you, I'm really a firm believer that we could worsen our own ailments by our mental, how we're mentally approaching it. And, you know, being mentally healthy is crucial. But again, if you're diabetic, make sure you're not smoking. Make sure your sugar is in tight control. And again, I mean, I'm a fan of probiotics because I know they work. It's just I have no idea if anything over the counter could start to interact or interrupt something that could be trying to go on with your IV. So I would rather you get your probiotics in the most natural form possible. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're watching Hurricane Humberto in the Atlantic. They think this will be our season's first hurricane. Knock on wood. I don't want to, you know, jinx anything, but so far it's been the kind of a quiet season. From what we understand, it has strengthened as it moves south to the Cape Verde Islands and the eastern Atlantic. Top winds are now only at about 45 miles per hour, but it is forecast to intensify by this Tuesday night or Wednesday night. So make sure you guys are, you know, keeping posted with the Hurricane Center. Hurricane Gustav, remember September 11th, 2002, right? That form. So September is not late. Hurricanes could go on until November. Don't forget to check out Free Strike Guy at freestrikeguy.com. We're coming back just in a couple minutes. Don't go away.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.